Okay, well, do you mind if we do the podcast thingy?
I will be scared, but you know.
It's just basically like you recording your voice, like me and you talking. Basically, it's just recording. That's it. We're not on camera on anything.
Okay, but people might not like what we have to say at parts.
But at the same time, that's exactly why I made this profile, because I'm not. Everybody has a podcast. Everybody has their own, you know, opinion about things. Like, you never know. Like, people might follow our podcast, and people might like our podcast and agree on things that we agree on. There's a lot of people who are not very fond of plastic surgery and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah, plus there's a lot of that we'd be able to talk about. But, like, it's different. And follow me.
Mm-hmm. How do I jump? Do I just like to go?
So another thing is, women are still claiming to be feminists nowadays. Meanwhile, the whole meaning of feminism is just like totally shifted out of what it originally was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're using feminism as, oh, we don't get the same pay as men, and like, it's just now a way for women to complain about things and get away with other things and use other things. And
right.
I get that they're doing some stuff right, like trying to get the abortion laws so that way there's only certain ways you could be able to get it. Like, if you, like, had the baby, like, if you got pregnant and you didn't want to be in a, like, an assault or something like that, I get, like, having an abortion then, but, like, you know.
Okay, so we are on to the subject of abortion, right? The banning law and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, because
I mean, what that is, it like I said, I don't really necessarily agree with abortion. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a big fan
only
of it.
Only under certain circumstances I would agree with it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, but what people have to understand is back then, abortion laws were 10 times worse. If you got an abortion back in the 1800s or the 1900s, you were either hanged or killed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were either disowned from your family, because back then they were very religious and they did not believe in that. So if you got an abortion back then, you were either killed or disowned by your family. So I just think, you know, that's just the way things have always been when it came down to abortion. You know, I just think people need to be educated a little bit, because
and
it's like
a little bit more open-minded about what people are actually having abortions for, because people are thinking it's just so, oh, you know, to get rid of the baby if, like, certain reasons women get rid of, like, get abortions for, like, stupid reasons. But
my thing is, if you're somebody shooting at me, I know I'm gonna run. My thing is, if you're going to get an abortion, at least get an abortion for the right reasons.
Like, if you conceive the child through, like, an assault, then that's reason to get an abortion. But to get an abortion, to get back at, like,
at a guy because he didn't want to date you or stuff like that, it don't make sense, you know?
Yeah, that's a stupid reason to get an abortion. I don't agree with that.
I think that
reason is absolutely false.
Listen, it's not even that. Some women just do it because they just do it just to do it, because they either got caught in bullshit or, you know, their man caught them cheating or stuff like that. And now they know that, you know, some people do it. Some people have babies. Some women have babies out of spite. You know, some people have babies out of, you know.
Yeah, some women think that a baby would fix the problem, keep the relationship together. Some men would stay so they could actually be in the baby's life. But a baby doesn't mean that they're actually going to stay.
It's not even that. Some women do it just to pawn the baby, just to get some type of benefit from, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it's sad because, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's when I say that I don't technically agree with it, because some women do it because they finally realize that they're not able to raise a child. But at the same time, there was protection. But when it comes to that, I do realize that some protection doesn't always protect you from, you know, is always gonna. But at the same time, you were man and you were woman enough to make that baby. You were woman enough to feel like you were grown and that you was able, that you could do it. You knew, you did, you knew the consequences of it. You know what I'm saying? But you still chose to, to, you know, do what it do.
To do on unprotected, like, it's your own fault that you got pregnant because you didn't want to.
I've seen movies where girls did it and they felt loved and they felt like they were on top of the world. But when they realized that they got pregnant and they realized the reality
their
of them,
their whole life crumbles down into pieces because they realized
that they can't afford the baby and they can't. But my thing is, if you're not ready for a child, don't abort it. At least, you know, give it to a family. Because there's women out there that are trying so hard to have a baby and can't have a baby.
But they can't, yeah. Give it to people who actually want children and that just can't have them. It's just stupid.
There's women out there who will do anything to have a baby. And they can't, you know, biologically they can't.
But they'll still be grateful that they would have a child to call their own.
Exactly. And now that we're talking about that subject, I don't know if you've seen, you know, I've tried to take a little time off of Facebook. Reason being is because I've seen a lot of things about, you know, these parents killing toddlers. It's been 5 toddlers I've seen on Facebook, and they died all in the hands of people that were supposed to love them. One of the girls died because her father put her in the car and burned her on purpose because it was a custody battle. Then you got two parents
who... No, that's ridiculous. You brought the child into this world and you let it live for years. And then as soon as times get tough with that, there's going to be a disagreement and one child, and the child is going to go with one parent.
It's not even...
That's where I draw the line.
It's not even that. It was just, he wanted the child, but the mother was fighting him, and I guess, you know, he was like, well, if I can't get her, then nobody's getting my baby, you know what I'm saying? But that's where it sucks, though, because, you know what I'm saying? Then there was another incident where the stepfather claimed that, the girl was, kidnapped by 5 men. That wasn't the truth. The truth of it was that he killed her because he had a... My thing is, these parents know that their kid is being abused. There is no way in hell you cannot tell when your child is being abused. I can't. It's either you know and you try to cover it up because you don't want to believe it because you want to fall in love with this guy. This girl was being abused in the past and the mother let it happen. And now the mother want to sit here and be upset because the baby is dead. No. You know damn well what was happening in your home, and you just tried to ignore it because you wanted to be fast. Like, you wanted this man so bad.
Start heading to the safe zone, by the way.
Okay, I am. Then a little boy died because his parents were abusing him for years, and CPS was going to their house, and CPS never took that little boy out. Guess what happened? They reported the little boy missing, but the truth is, they knew where the boy was. The boy was dead.
That has happened so many times during the years. Parents file missing children complaints. Meanwhile, they know that they harmed the child. They know that they did something to the child. And they just don't want to admit it because they know if they put the body somewhere where the police would be able to not easily find it, they know that...
But my thing is,
look at them as a target or a suspect.
But my thing is, these parents weren't even trying to cover it up. The cop kept asking them questions, and they were ignoring the cops. They refused to talk. So as soon as I see that behavior from you, I already know you done killed the kid.
Exactly. It shows how guilty you are by not answering questions to try to at least find your child. I know if one of my mom's kids went missing, she would do anything to at least help to try to find him, you know. But yeah, she's lucky enough that none of her children actually leave the house.
It just sucks because you got children that parents do love them, but you got ACS taken good children away from their good mothers to put them
in
foster. Yeah, exactly. I've seen stories of people of CPS taking children out of their homes, and their homes were great just because they got a small complaint, and you put them in a foster home where they end up dead. So you took the child out of a home that was with his biological family just to place him in a foster care where that foster care didn't care about him. They just wanted to check. And that's when I come in, because like I know that firsthand, because when I was adopted, it was all about the money. It was never really about no love or nothing like that. That's all some people are in it for. These foster parents are not in it because they love these children. No, they in it because they want
the
check.
They're not in it for the long run to take care of the child and make sure he's okay. And that's ridiculous.
The truth being is, I because I was half deaf, I was under SSI. My adopted mom was taking my SSI and my adopted brother's SSI because he was disabled. He had autism. So you got that check coming in, and when I was a foster kid, you had that check coming in. SSI, when you get SSI, that's a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It was like we were nothing but pawns.
And that's, we were nothing but a paycheck to them.
Exactly. And that's exactly why, like, this is my, like, I don't really tell nobody this, but my dream is to adopt someone. And it's not, I'm not going to be doing it for the money. I'm going to be doing it because I would want to show a child, you know what I'm saying? What they supposed to really, you know.
Told mom the same thing before, because she asked me like if I wanted to have children or whatever, because I told her that, because she was going to name me Angel after her sister, but my dad wouldn't let her. So then I told her if I ever own, I would at least try to name one of the children Angel. Well, not try to, but you know, name one. And then I told her I would like maybe, I told her that there was too many kids in foster homes, and not foster homes, but like centers where they didn't have been. So I told her I was going to adopt if I had like enough money to help take care of the child. But
you know what I'm saying? It's like, my thing is me knowing about child abuse firsthand because I've been through it. It's like, I don't want a child to go through that. Some people always got that saying, oh, hurt people, but that's not the truth of it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I need your help. Somebody's shooting at me.
Yeah, I know. I killed him.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not the truth, because I've been hurt, but you don't see me hurting nobody.
Exactly. You don't see my siblings hurting anyone just for the fun of it.
Some people just do it because they feel like, you know, they can't.
Some people do it because
they want an excuse to lay their anger off.
Some people do it because they were so treated badly and always pushed down and everything like that. They finally feel like they'd be the bigger person by inflicting harm onto others, feeling like they're the big guy and they're the person in charge and everything like that.
But, you know, the crazy thing is, I don't even know if I can, you know, like, I've been through it all, sexual abuse, all that. But you don't see me trying to hurt no child. I would never do that. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think that, my thing is, some people use it as an excuse, I can't. And some people, maybe, you know, they want to justify it and say, oh, you know, some people are really hurt. But at the same time, if you hurt, you ain't got no business taking in no child. Or having no child, if you've been hurt. If you know that you gotta work on shit, you should be working on healing yourself, not taking in another situation. If I'm hurt and I know that I'm depressed, I'm not gonna take in another person unless I get myself right.
Exactly.
But with me, okay, there's somebody here I don't know, and I don't think it's you. Oh no, it is you. Okay. But my thing is, I would like, that's the thing about it. These people want to be having children and think that they can. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know damn well you can't. I already know that I want to adopt children. I've been dreaming about it since day one.
I think adopting the best that people who have stable environments and stable homes could do for children who don't have that. So at least give them some type of future to, because I get kids in like foster homes or whatever they're called. I'm not, people who are in those types of situations, I understand that some of them don't finish high school, and some of them don't finish college, and some of them don't end up on the right path. But people who have money and people who have homes to actually be able to provide my thing that is, for kids should at least be able to adopt them.
My whole thing, my whole thing is, the reason why I feel like I have to, and I feel like it's my mission, is the reason being is because I don't want no other child to go through what I went through. You know what I'm saying? I don't want another child thinking that they're going to be bounced from home to home, you know? Can you just imagine young at that age and you're going into a stranger's home because you just got ripped out of your old home? You're scared. You don't know who to trust. I've been through that when I was 16, when I got back into the system. The only thing you ever have in your hand is when you leave home is an ACS bag with no clothes and nothing. You ain't got nobody to call. Mm-hmm. You go to group homes because and you get either...
away from your home for you to go to.
Oh, I don't know who this guy is, but he scared me. Oh, never mind, that's you. Oh. My thing is...
Here's a gun.
It's just some children at a young age, because I know how it was, because when I was put in foster care, I remember being 2 or 3 years old, and I was in some building, and you know what I'm saying, and it was scary because, like, the last thing I saw my biological aunt, you know, leaving, and she kept saying bye, and I didn't know what she was going, you know what I'm saying? It's bad enough leaving a child in pre-K when it's the first day of school. Can you imagine?
I remember my first day of, like, actual school. I was a mess. And I have been lying about that. My first day of school, my mom had to sit with me. But I was mostly fine because I had Alicia and Heather.
I mean, just think about it. You've been in the house with your family this whole time. Now you're going into another family where you don't even know them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For any child, that is gonna be hard. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is, but it's a truck. Never mind.
And the thing is, people nowadays, well, some people, like to believe that just because we're teenagers or whatever, we don't really know what we're talking about. Like, I understand that we don't always know because we're mainly, our brains aren't as developed, as people say, as others. But right. I can understand some of the stuff that they're talking about. Like, I'm not as stupid as, like, people think.
You know, nobody takes a child serious. Nobody takes a woman serious. That's the T. You know? Everybody thinks that a man is always right. A man always knows what happened. When that's truly not the case.
But nowadays, like how it used to be, was men weren't seen as victims of, like, assault because people thought it only happened to women and children.
Mm-hmm.
That messes up a man's train of thought because he believes that it was an assault and that he should have reported it because no one would believe him because no one thought it could happen to him. And some people thought that it didn't happen to them because